All right, we're a couple days behind schedule here. We had some conflicts and some delays. So here's part two of The Juice is Loose. As you may recall, we were talking about 20th anniversary of O.J. Simpson and five facts about the Bronco chase that was happening. I think we got through the first two, and then we got sidetracked by morning shows, and then we get further sidetracked in this part. Hopefully you remember that we also talked about I Am Legend at the very beginning of the last part, because that comes back. We're just all over the place again, so we finished all this up. There is no part three, thankfully, and then we got some other stuff planned for 98, 99, and then 200 will be right around the corner for us. Enjoy.
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. See, I don't really know these people because I was always more of an NBC kind of guy and Today Show.
See, that's what I was growing up too.
Yeah, growing up, I was always Today Show with the gang there.
Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, Al Roker,
what's his fucking face? I always forget it. The other weather guy who was originally the weather guy.
Oh, the guy that we had talked about that did the Smuckers.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What's his name?
With the birthdays.
Oh, fuck.
Fred Willard.
Willard Scott.
Fred Willard. What am I talking about?
You were close. You got me to the answer, so thank you.
Willard Scott.
Scott. Yeah, because we did a whole bit about him before that I had listened to not too long ago. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't remember what episode that is. If you probably punch into Google, But You're Wrong and Willard Scott, I'm sure it'll come up. But
yeah, I'm sure he was tagged in the description.
I'm sure we tagged him. But yeah, because he was just always real creepy about it too.
He used to be the weather guy though, right? For the Today Show?
Yeah, he would do like the national weather and then do the Smuckers thing. I don't think he does it anymore.
He doesn't do the Smuckers thing?
I don't think he even does the Smuckers thing anymore.
Really?
Anymore.
Okay, because obviously Roker, I think, took over for him for the weather.
Yeah.
And he just did the Smuckers thing for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
They kind of slowly phased him out. Then he was just doing the Smuckers thing, and because I think he moved, and they would like go to him on remote.
Yeah, no, because he was. I'm almost certain he was not New York.
No, I want to say he was like always in D.C.
Yeah.
But yeah, now fucking.
That was always my. That was always my bag. Was the Today Show?
Yeah.
What's the CBS one? Is it the early show?
I think you're right. I don't know. I know there's Good Morning America and there's Today Show. I think maybe it is the early show.
I want to say it's called The Early Show, which is just...
It's stupid.
Garbage. That's CBS. CBS is garbage. I don't know.
Morning show CBS. Let's see what it says. Does Fox have a morning show?
Fox, like the network Fox? I don't think so.
Wait, there's the early show, but then there's also CBS This Morning.
Oh, I don't know. When I think CBS, I just think old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's the network for old people. And, all right, let's be serious. Not that ABC and NBC are, like, young and hip. But just, you know, I just don't see CBS. I feel like I'm going to watch it and just kind of... I don't know. I'm going to see commercials for adult diapers.
Well, depends on the show. But yeah, most of the time. Because CBS, you got Mondays. I think they have some comedy on there. But yeah, they have the super safe comedy usually.
Yeah.
I don't know. They did all the CSIs.
Well, I was going to say when CBS was in its prime a few years ago, that's because they had the original CSI, and that just raked when it came to the ratings.
And they still have CSI.
Well, yeah, but CSI isn't CSI anymore.
Yeah, but you know, I really want to check out CSI, but I've never gotten around to it. But you know who's on it now? Ted Danson and Elizabeth Shue.
Really?
Yes.
Mad About Shue?
I was watching CBS one day, and during the previews or something, they were like, check out an all new CSI coming up next. And it was like Ted Danson and Elizabeth, and I was like, was that Elizabeth Shue? I think it was.
And it's like the original run CSI, like in Vegas?
Yeah.
It's not like CSI Boca Raton, Florida, where everyone's in a wheelchair.
No, I think they got rid of the other CSIs. I think CSI Miami's done.
Because Miami had what's-his-face there.
Miami ended in 2012.
Yeah. Oh, I can't think of his name. Damn it.
Hang on.
Yeah. I see his fucking face.
Because they would do, and they had, every time he would be like, cause like if they died in an elevator, like fall, he'd be like, looks like they didn't make it to the top floor.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then he
yeah,
would put his sunglasses on, and then when they would go,
Well, they always did, cause Grissom did that too, and he'd like throw out a little line. Be like,
but in Miami, his thing, David Caruso.
David Caruso.
But in his thing, he always had to put the sunglasses on.
Well, Grissom usually, he would make the snarky remark and just kind of look at the camera. and then obviously CSI New York was Gary Sinise.
Oh, well, yeah.
God Amongst Men.
Yeah. And then there was that one awkward episode where like the guy got his legs cut off after he died. And there, and his little tagline was like, looks like a regular Lieutenant Dan.
You think the creator of
that didn't really happen, but I wish it did.
You think the creator of CSI was just a giant Who fan?
He must have been.
Like, this is the only explanation, right?
He must have been, and it doesn't make any sense. I always thought that the opening for CSI in New York should have been like The Seeker, or like I Can See for Miles, like another song rather than Bob O'Reilly, because that one doesn't really make sense.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, like Who Are You? That makes sense.
That was perfect.
Won't Get Fooled Again. That kind of makes sense too.
Yeah, it's not quite as good as Who Are You, but yeah, it works.
But there's a bunch of other Who songs that you could pick from rather than Bob O'Reilly. At that point, they're just like, ah, it's the most popular, go with that one.
Well, yeah, they're like, people will know this one.
Yeah. But then they went with, but now CBS has CSI, or NCIS. They had CSI. Now they have NCIS, and then they had NCIS LA? Yeah, NCIS LA.
Yeah.
But first, NCIS came from, of course, the wonderful, JAG.
Oh, right. Yeah. JAG.
JAG. And then there was they did one of those pilots within a pilot.
What does JAG stand for again?
Judge Advocate General.
Thank you.
JAG
was on for a while too, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about JAG, whoever that broad was in that show, big crush on her when I was a kid.
On JAG?
Not the, whoever the girl was in it.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I know, not on...
yeah.
Not on what's-his-face there.
Catherine Bell.
Catherine Bell. Huh. You know, I don't know why, but...
Okay, hang on. I just looked up Catherine Bell, and it's not, I'm a little concerned that as a kid I might have been a little off. But like, if maybe look at like 97 Catherine Bell, I think that might have been a better.
I think I'm going to look her up right now. Catherine Bell. She's okay. No, she's not bad. There's a picture of her in a Wonder Woman outfit.
Yeah, I mean, that one was probably one that somebody photoshopped. Look at her, like, circa 1997.
No, some of these are pretty good. The later ones are not so much.
The later ones are not. 97's not too bad.
No, I'm looking at some here that I can definitely see a young male being a fan. Then later on, you know, maybe some older men would be fans, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I always think of, though, when I think of, I don't know why I think of him in the same breath, but fucking Jag, I think of Nash Bridges.
Oh my God, I forgot about Nash Bridges.
With motherfucking Don Johnson and Cheech Marin.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I forgot about Nash Bridges. Jeez.
Nash Bridges.
Oh, his daughter on there was pretty hot too, as I recall. I hope I'm right.
Yeah. Six seasons, 122 episodes. That's not bad.
They were trying to copy off of that, that Miami Vice money.
Oh yeah, of course. Did he have the car in it? I bet he did.
I don't know if he had.
The Ferrari?
I don't think he had a Ferrari. I think he had like a muscle car. I want to say he had like a Camaro or something.
Nothing beats that white Ferrari though.
I started to watch an episode of Miami Vice the other day, and it was just like they rubbed Vaseline all over the lens. It was real like real soft focus on everything in the Miami.
Real
as they're trying to like. As a group of Asians are trying to like blowtorch through a safe.
Yeah.
And then, Don Johnson and,
Tubbs
pull up and they're just like, we got this. And then, of course, like the Asians all have Uzis and shit.
Yeah. Naturally. They probably picked him up at the corner store.
Yeah. Jody Lynn O'Keefe. No, I stand by that. I'm going to stand by that one.
Was that Nash Bridges' daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stand by that one.
Let me check this out. Jody Lynn O'Keefe. Let's see. Let's go to the videotape.
Young Keith had this one right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah, she's got like a little, like, kind of Catherine Zeta thing going on.
Little bit, but not too. Like, she doesn't have the bitch face that Catherine Zeta does.
You leave Catherine Zeta alone. I love Catherine Zeta Jones.
Really?
Oh, one of my all time favorites. Top five for me, easy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love, oh, yeah. Huge fan.
All right. Fair enough. I'll back off. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't talk about Catherine Zeta like that.
Anyway, Jesus, how did we get down this rabbit hole? Where are we right now?
I have no idea. We ended up on the daughter from Nash Bridges.
Wait, no, I got it, because we're talking about CBS is the channel for old people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were talking about daytime television.
So basically, we're just talking about
morning shows, yeah.
We're talking about morning shows. I still don't know what CBS is. It's either CBS in the morning or the early show, one of those two.
But why did we start talking about the morning shows? We're talking about ABC.
I was talking about Good Morning America. We're talking about, Tom Brokaw, Bronco Chase.
Oh my God. We're talking about OJ.
We're talking about the juice.
Only on But You're Wrong could you get from OJ and the Bronco Chase to Nash Bridges' daughter.
Sometimes I feel like this show should just be called The Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
Like, we just go way out of there. Should I finish reading the five the five surprising facts about the O.J. Simpson case.
Oh my God. This seems like an eternity ago.
I got through two.
Yes. I would like to hear the rest.
Third, Domino's Pizza reported record sales of pizza delivery during the chase.
I have heard that, actually.
I'm surprised it wasn't Little Caesars. That was big in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Little Caesars is still around, though, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. I haven't eaten at one in a long time.
I've never had it.
I think I only had it.
Oh, what's going on near you?
Holy shit, there's a Bronco outside. I remember after the chase, though, I would see, like, Broncos and be like, Ma, there's a Bronco over there. Oh,
you always take notice when you see him.
And she's like, we're in fucking New Jersey. Like, what do you think it is? Like, O.J. Simpson's in the car? You think he's going to Oh my God, you know what? There's a black guy in the car. We got to go.
Run!
Let's see. Robert Kardashian, father of Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, and Rob.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Was O.J. Simpson's friend. Well, I think we knew that. That's the only reason that people know the Kardashian name.
Friend? Yeah, he was his friend because he paid him millions of dollars.
Yeah, except for the fact that one of them had sex with a black guy. That's the only reason that we care about who they are.
Right, and it was filmed.
Yeah, yeah. The black guy's not like a racial thing. I'm just saying, like, she did that, and that's why she's famous.
Oh, right, yeah,
and
no.
And it was filmed.
That's just stating a fact.
If it was with a white guy and it was filmed, she still would be famous. But, I mean, as long as the white guy was famous, too.
Yeah, and he had a large member.
Do you think? Okay, this is literally the thought.
all right.
This is literally the thought that went into my head. Do you think that which one was it? Was it Kim, Khloe?
It was yeah,
Kourtney,
Kim.
Okay. Do you think Kim Kardashian would be as famous if her sex tape was her having sex with David Hasselhoff?
Do I think she'd be as famous? I think that there would have been more backlash against her initially.
Would the story have switched to David Hasselhoff just having a huge piece if that was the case?
People would forget about how they don't really like David Hasselhoff, and they'd be like, man, he's got a big dick.
Yeah, like, would David Hasselhoff have had a new thing of fame, and would we still not know about Kim? Because it would be like, do you guys check out the thing with David Hasselhoff? He's got a huge dick.
Huh. I don't know. I honestly think it would have looked more negatively upon her.
And do you think he would have been more famous then? Do you think he would have had a little resurgence?
I think it would have been more positive in his corner,
okay,
yeah.
I agree. You know what's fun to think about? In a universe of infinite possibilities, they say that everything that could possibly happen has happened somewhere in an infinite universe or in a parallel dimension or whatever. Somewhere that has happened.
I don't know. David Hasselhoff is white.
Somewhere David Hasselhoff.
And she's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. But somewhere it has to have happened.
I guess so.
So.
Well, I guess by that theory, it could have been you and me.
Oh my God, it could have been. And then nobody would have cared.
Right. They would have been like, ugh, who the fuck is this guy?
Do you realize if the O.J. Simpson trial happened today, Kato Kaelin would have a very successful reality show?
Oh, yeah.
So would Judge Ito. He'd be like the Judge Judy of today.
I still really want a reunion. Now, I know not everyone can be there. Because
OJ's in prison.
OJ's in prison.
And a couple people are dead.
Robert Kardashian's dead. Johnny Cochran's dead. But, I mean, you could still get Judge Ito. You could still get Ron Goldman.
So,
Kato. Masha Clark.
Do we do this like an MTV, like after the reality show, reunion
sit around thing?
Yeah, where there's some sassy black woman as the leader, and she's like, let's bring him out, Goldman. And he comes out, and people are like, boo, and some people are cheering. and like he sits across the side from OJ.
Is OJ in like
OJ like, got special permission? Like they're at the prison doing this so that he could be on it.
They're in like the visitor room.
Yes, yes. Like they set up a special stage so that they could do it. Like they're in the mess hall, like at the end of like Blues Brothers. Like it's that kind of setup.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
So like he comes in and people are booing him and cheering him, and then like they start yelling and like OJ.
What do you mean people? The crowd?
Yeah, there's a crowd. It might just be inmates. I'm not sure. I haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, okay, okay.
But like they start fighting and like Goldman like slaps OJ across the face.
Oh yeah.
And there's a lot of bleeps and a lot of like bitches being thrown out. And then like OJ rips off his wig or something because I'm sure he has a hairpiece.
You're saying Goldman has a hairpiece?
He probably does, doesn't he? I feel like he does.
I don't know. Maybe.
If Goldman is who I'm picturing. I don't know if I am or not.
Maybe.
I feel like he probably does. I don't know. Whatever. I feel like he had a crazy hair. That looked like a hairpiece.
You got to get Mark Furman there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wasn't there like a whole like rumor that Furman and Masha Clark like had something going on? There was some like little side story involving her, I remember.
I don't remember that.
And then there was the other prosecution guy there. There was the black guy, the bald guy. I can't remember what his name was. He needs to be there. I don't know.
Oh, you know, the guy that was like, if the glove doesn't fit, it must have quit. That guy?
No, that was Cochran.
Oh yeah, no. No.
On the prosecution.
Oh yeah, no, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta get the cop there. Did you mention him?
Yeah, Furman.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to look up Marsha Clark.
Come on. Stick with me here, Kate.
I'm sorry. I was trying to look up the Marsha Clark thing.
Yeah.
It would be insanity. I would totally watch that. They did.
See, isn't it a great idea?
Like 5 years from now, let's do a 25-year reunion.
Can you imagine just the money that the network would make? It'd have to be on Fox.
Fox is the only channel that would do it.
The money that they would make on the advertising alone during that thing. It would be crazy. Everyone would watch it.
It'd be amazing. I'd watch the shit out of that.
I can't believe no one's tried to put it together yet. But apparently just people aren't as smart as me.
Okay. So five things.
Oh my God.
Robert Kardashian was a friend of his.
Yeah.
We still didn't finish number four. He read a note by Simpson on the day of the chase and served with his defense team during Simpson's murder trial. That's not the interesting part. The notes, and I think this is the whole note. To whom it may concern, first, everyone, understand I had nothing to do with Nicole's murder. Don't feel sorry for me. I just said it like a Canadian. Don't feel sorry for me. I've had a great life, great friends. Please think of the real OJ and not this lost person. Thanks for making my life special. I hope I helped yours. The more interesting fact is that everybody really thought it was a suicide note. Everybody totally expected for OJ to kill himself.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were riding around in that Bronco and he had the gun to his own head for a while.
Yeah, that's what they say.
It's not good. Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
And then five, O.J. Simpson said he was not running, but he had some interesting items with him when the chase ended.
Such as?
During the chase on the phone with LAPD Detective Tom Lang, Simpson said, "You let the police know, you let them all know I wasn't running." When Cowlings pulled into Simpson's driveway, police were waiting. The sun set and Simpson was still holed up in the car. Police then approached the Bronco. Simpson had a gun and they wanted to avoid a potentially violent end. Finally, 2 hours after police first spotted him, Simpson emerged from the Bronco, clutching family photos. He staggered out of his car and collapsed into officers' arms. In Cowlings' pockets, police found almost $9,000 in cash. In the Bronco, police found a fake goatee and mustache.
Yes, I remember that.
With a bottle of makeup adhesive and receipts from a beauty store, along with Simpson's passport and the gun.
I assume that didn't just disappear. Huh.
And then it says, where were you when the O.J. Simpson chase was going on? Tell us what you remember in the comments below.
Hello.
The first comment is like, when O.J. Simpson was found guilty, this was the greatest tragedy, blah, 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 whatever. And then after that, there's a shitload of deleted comments, which were probably all like, suck my dick, fuck you.
Of course. People just love to get angry.
Yeah. That was fun. So that was 20 years ago, just about.
Wow.
Feel
a bit old.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we go back for a second to, CBS?
Yeah, sure.
Cause we're podception right now. We're in many, many layers, and I have a few things that I wanted to tie up in a nice little bow in what may be a 2-part episode.
All right.
We're talking about, CSI.
Yeah.
Couple spinoffs of that, both of which were canceled. NCIS is the new CSI. We got CSI LA. Next up, CSI New Orleans. Now, the reason I bring this up, and the only reason that you might give a shit about this.
Yeah.
Is that the Mark Harmon character is played by Scott Bakula.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yes. Why would I make that up?
I don't know. That's crazy. Wow.
I really want to watch it just for that.
Someone actually came up with that idea and thought it was good?
You know what? He might actually be good in it.
Yeah, it's possible.
I like Scott Bakula.
What? No, I actually, you know what? No, I do like him.
You were
going to
go against, you were like, no, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I do like Scott Bakula. And you know why? Because when I first was just thinking about it, I was thinking about Scott Baio.
Okay.
And I don't like Scott Baio.
No, okay, Scott Baio in that would have been a terrible idea.
Scott Bakula, I like. So that's why I was hesitant at first, and then I realized I was just being stupid.
Right. I like Scott Bakula. Great in Quantum Leap.
Yeah, fantastic. He was in some other show not too long ago.
He's been in some other things. He was in Star Trek Enterprise.
Yep.
The original thing into that. He was in it's been a few episodes of different things. He was in a few episodes of Desperate Housewives, a few episodes of Chuck, Men of a Certain Age. He was in a season.
Yeah, it was like Ray Romano, I think, was in that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You know what he was in? He was in an episode, he was in a show, ran 13 episodes, 96 to 97, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which I think would later become the movie with, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, Brangelina. I got that from the tabloids.
Yeah, that was actually, you son of a bitch. I actually kind of liked that show. Also had another mid-90s crush for young Keith, Maria Bello.
Maria Bello.
What would you know her from?
Let me take a look. Maria Bello.
The problem is I'm talking about people that are all, like, in their 40s.
Yeah.
And, like, we got to go back like 20 years to.
She's got a weird face. Well, there are good pictures of her, though.
Yeah. Go back to mid-90s Maria Bello.
Oh, there's some bad pictures of her. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I'm picky, but yeah, I don't know, Keith.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Just go to mid-90s Maria Bello. It was good. 96.
There's some good stuff in there.
Go to 96 Maria Bello. She would have been, I mean, she would have been like 30.
You know who I liked?
29, 30.
I liked the, not the really thin one, but the other one, the aunt on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Not bad.
Wait, whoa, 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 let's back this train up here. Say that one more time. Not the thin one.
Not the no. Not that the other one was fat. Not like the really thin one, but the other one. You know which one I'm talking about? On Sabrina the Teenage Witch, there's the other aunt. She was like the more fun aunt, as opposed to the stuck up thin one.
Caroline Rhea or Rhea?
Is that the one I'm talking about?
That's who you're going with?
I don't know her name. Hold on. I'm going to... That's Caroline Rhea?
R-H-E-A.
Oh, boy. Maybe I was wrong. Yeah, she does not look very good.
I would have accepted Melissa Joan Hart. Would have totally accepted that one.
You know what? I think I just outdid anything you've said tonight.
You know what?
Even some of these older pictures, she does not look good.
I would have been more understanding had you said the cat.
Salem? No, all right, there's one or two okay pictures in here, but yeah, no, all right, overall this was she had her own show. Oh my god, who didn't they give shows to?
You know what though
My god, I think the mom on That 70s Show is better looking than her.
Like, all of mine, you look them up, you're looking at mostly newer pictures, so this is, like, much older. But I'm talking about, like, 20 years ago, I was like, I'd fuck that. But, I mean, I don't know what fucking is, but, like, you know, like, I want to do whatever adults do with
her. Yeah.
you're like, her, that one, the aunt. No, not the thin one. That one. The more fun, hippie, chubby one.
You know, in the words of Roger Clemens, I misremembered.
Oh, God. Melissa Joan Hart, though, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She, fun fact, do you watch MasterChef?
Yeah, sometimes.
Have you watched any of the new season?
Not really. Probably only like one episode.
There's the new guy, Leslie, I think his name is.
Mm.
Guy, he always wears like ridiculously loud button down shirts.
Okay.
Longer gray hair.
Yeah, I think I know who you mean.
He was talking about his family, and they showed a picture. I can't take credit for this. This was all Rachel. She goes, was that Melissa Joan Hart in the picture? And I went, what are you talking about? We went back. We paused it. They showed a family picture. Cause he was like, yeah, no, I was lucky enough the woman I married was... like, whatever her job is, like, she was wealthy, and I had this whole, like, have this wonderful step family and everything. And they show this picture, and sure enough, it looks like Melissa Joan Hart. We looked it up. Sure enough, her stepfather is one of the contestants on MasterChef.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah, I thought that was really unusual. But yeah, so that's on there. Let's see, okay, we did finish the five surprising facts about OJ.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's just go along. Cause I wanted, one thing that I was gonna mention way long ago when we started talking about I Am Legend. I really like the book. And it sounds like Omega Man was really close to, like the original book.
Yeah.
But that the I Am Legend, the movie with Will Smith, fucking screwed it up. But here's what the book is. Spoilers, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. It's been out for a really long time. So, like, I'm just letting everybody know if they really don't want to know what it's all about.
Yeah.
The book's really good, and the title makes way more sense. Because what happens in the book is it's vampires. And he's going around, and he seems to be the last human alive, and he's going around during the day killing vampires. And then one day, he's out during the day, and he finds this woman. And I think he starts having this relationship with this woman, or she might even come to him, and I think she's like, well, I'll meet you back here, like, tomorrow or something. And then they start to build a relationship after that.
Yep.
But then she basically, like, knocks him out, and he wakes up, and he's been captured by the vampires because she is a vampire, and, like, they have adapted to the sunlight now.
Mm-hmm.
But she was given, like, this huge job to be involved in capturing him because he's the, like, most people don't think that he exists. That a human that goes around and kills vampires is an actual thing.
Right.
And he is the stuff of legend to vampires, and, like, outside of where he is, because he only covers this small area, really. But, like, the rest of the world has already, like, adapted to being all vampires, basically.
Right.
So there's this whole vampire society, but there is this legend of this human that goes around and kills vampires during the day while they're sleeping. So they capture him, and, like, they kill him, but he is the vampire to them, basically.
Exactly. And that's what the movie does, is that he is the almost like the bad guy.
Exactly. That's what it is. And that's what you're saying Omega Man does?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
The Will Smith one doesn't do that. There's an alternate ending where he does kind of, like, he meets this woman in I Am Legend, the movie. And I've read the book before I saw the movie, and I was like, oh shit, this is a vampire bitch. And then it wasn't.
Yep.
And it was just another human. But he ends up realizing there's a deleted scene. You can see it online, I think. I know it's on the DVD, but I'm sure somebody uploaded it online. Where he realizes that the zombies are actually, like, emotional and have connections, and the one guy is connected to, like, this female zombie that he's, like, experimenting on or something. Right. Or examining the body. And he is attacking Will Smith because he's connected to this woman. But then they go off, but I think at the actual end of the movie, like, they find another settlement of, like, humans or something. Like, some weird bullshit like that, where you're just like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you call the movie I Am Legend when it's just, like, it's not anything.
Right.
But, yeah, I feel like at the end, he ends up dying or whatever. Or at least, like, he finds out that people are, like, the outside world is changing, and, like, this is, like, becoming the new race or something. But they just kind of leave it at the end where he's just like, oh, there's still a lot of zombies, and, like, we found one of the last cities of human hope or something. Some bullshit.
Yeah, they gloss over the whole, like, point of the story. But yeah, no, that's the Omega Man's much closer to the book, it sounds, because I have not read the book. But, yeah, it sounds like it's much more faithful to the story.
The book's really good, and the book is really short, too, so it's a quick read.
I think they mentioned something – about, like, how he is, like the story – like, the stories are, like, urban legends that they tell kids to scare them and stuff. Something like that, like – he's like the boogeyman almost.
I think they might say that in the book too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but it's cool. It's an interesting take, and it's a much more much more interesting take than fucking the movie I Am Legend.
Yeah. I don't care for it.
No, it wasn't that good.
But. All right, cool.
This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Budela.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And when choosing between the two aunts in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, go for the thin one.
What? Just, I don't even think you should go for the thin one. I don't think you should go for either of them.
Well, I mean, better than the one I chose.
No, probably. You know what? I would go for the thin one.
Yeah.